My guest today is Erin Foley, a very funny comedian, actress, and writer who you may have seen on television on such programs as Conan, Chelsea Lately, Curb Your Enthusiasm, or specials on Comedy Central, as well as all over the internet. And she's coming to the Redmore in Mount Lookout on Thursday, January 23rd, to perform her special, Lady with Pockets. Erin, thank you for joining me today.
Jim, thanks. It's a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Explain to me a little bit, if you could, just about the idea behind the Lady with Pockets.
It's the name of my new album that I recorded a couple months ago, and it's coming out on CD. So I just thought, if I'm doing all these fun little tours, I'll just call it the name of the album. But the idea behind the Lady with Pockets comes from a joke of mine where I'm sort of cutting through a department store because I like hate to shop, and I get attacked by the perfume and cologne ladies. I don't know if you've ever had that experience where you're just trying to like put your head down and run. And the woman, she was just insanely aggressive. And then she told me like, if I bought the perfume now, I'd get a little black purse. And I said, I don't carry purses because I hate purses. And she just screamed at me like, she was had this thick accent. She's like, where do you keep things? What do you mean you don't have a purse? And I was like in my pockets. And then she said, like a man keeps stuff in his pockets. I was like, no, like a lady with pockets. And so that's where the title came from.
You currently live in LA, correct?
I do. Yeah, I've been out here about 6 years.
And where were you? Where were you raised? Where were you brought up?
I was raised in New York. Yeah, I'm a New Yorker. I spent my time from New York. And then as a family, we moved to Rhode Island. So New York and Rhode Island are home. And now L.A. I enjoy L.A.
I've seen some of your bits. You talk about your background, your family. You are from a very Catholic family.
Yes, Catholic.
That provides a lot of material, I'm sure, for your act.
It's all done with respect. I would never trash religion or people's faith or anything like that. When you're raised Catholic, or you're raised whatever denomination, there's always a lot of humor in it. My mom taught Catholic school, and it's always something. But my parents have, like, insanely good senses of humor, so we all crack up about it.
The standard issue comedian question is, were you always the funny one? Were you always the class clown?
Looking back, I guess, I don't think there was anything excessive. I just spent like pretty much every day of my life laughing. But yeah, looking back, I definitely pulled some stuff that probably a normal person wouldn't pull, which I blame on my dad because he's like a total prankster. So we have to get it from somewhere. So I would probably say I was a little bit more ridiculous than the average child.
At what point do you make the decision that this is what you want to do for a living? This is your career.
I moved to New York City proper when I graduated college. Both my sisters were there and my parents lived in New York City for a while. And I just started doing some improv comedy, but the improv was at a stand-up comedy venue. So I'd never even heard of stand-up before. So I just watched a lot of stand-up and you try it and it didn't go well, but then you're like, just keep at it. And then I think like about a year in, I thought, well, I think I could really do this. And then, you know, I got some early successes and that gives you more confidence to go on. But at some point, you know, in the first couple of years, when you're still working your day job or whatever, because you don't really make a lot of money in stand-up, I thought this could be it. And it was just so much fun and such a challenge that I just never stopped.
Well, the Huffington Post recently named you one of their top 20 favorite female comedians. Is it still difficult being a woman in comedy, or has the scene changed in the past, say, 20, 30 years?
I think it's better, definitely more positive, but it's still very much kind of like a man's world in the stand-up area. I mean, you're really fighting. There aren't a lot of female headliners at clubs, and it's just baffling to me because they hardly ever put two women on the same show, and it's really quite alarming, I have to say, at times, but you just keep fighting and you just keep going out there. I think it probably happens in a lot of workplaces, but it is a little bit ridiculous because females are just so funny. And I'm surrounded by such wonderful female stand-up comics that they don't get more of a break. But I think overall it's getting better.
Who are some of your current favorite working comedians?
Wanda Sykes and Maria Bamford, Jackie Cation. Those are probably my top three, but there's a lot. Jessica Kirsten, Rachel Feinstein. I have a lot. I mean, and it's just amazing to me, like, after I'll leave a club, they'll be like, wow, you did a good job. Not a lot of women are here. And I'm like, well, how many do you want, a pen and paper? So I can write down 10 off the top of my head that would be amazing here. They just don't, unfortunately, get enough exposure. But my friend Paige Hurwitz, she's a producer. She's doing a couple specials with Wanda Sykes on Oprah's channel on the O Network. It's called Hurlarious, and it's got like a sketch comedy and stand-up, and they have a lot of female comics on that show, which is great. Anything to get more female comics exposed on a national level is pretty fantastic.
Well, and speaking of television, you've been on the best of the best of the television showcases for stand-up comedians. You've been on Conan, Chelsea Lately. You've had appearances on Comedy Central. At what point did you realize, okay, I've kind of made it?
I'm still trying. But I taped a half-hour Comedy Central special a couple years ago, and that I thought really kind of gave me a national audience, and it just gives you like a lot of confidence that you could do it. I think 20 or so people taped their specials, and there was two women. So you just felt like, all right, I'm on another level, which was really exciting. And then in the past year and a half, I've done 4 or 5 late night spots. When I did Conan for the first time, I was like, wow, this is awesome. I was about to throw up right before I went on, but thankfully kept it in. I think when you start amassing a couple of late night stuff and some specials and start touring more, you feel like, wow, I'm doing this. It's always like a work in progress.
Well, and as you said, you just had the CDs ready to come out. You're doing the tour for Lady with Pockets. When that is finished and all wrapped up, what other projects do you have coming up in the near future?
Well, I just launched in the last couple of months a really fun podcast called Sports Without Balls. I'm like an obsessed sports fan. And I just moved over to this great website called All Things Comedy. It's run by Bill Burr and Al Madrigal, who are two of my favorite stand-up comics. I'm about 22 episodes in, so that's going to be a new fun project. And I'd love to take that and I'm writing a show based on that for sort of like a sitcom version and then maybe one to pitch to the sports networks. It's like infusing comedy and sports. So that's the next big project I'm working on.
My guest has been comedian Erin Foley. She'll be performing her show Lady with Pockets at the Redmore in Mount Lookout on Thursday, January 23rd. For links to more information about the show, please visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jim Nolan.